It's a typical survey. Questions are asked like, does the school environment engage and involve parents and guardians? Or, do all learners have access to quality instructional technology? And there are four choices: not at all, not much, somewhat, and to a great extent. Most of the answers fall between not much and somewhat. For instance, most respondents feel schools somewhat recruit parents. But are referrals for disciplinary actions proportionate by race and class? Not much.
The overall number of disciplinary numbers appear to be going down, but my sense is that there's still overrepresentation when it comes to students of color, our special ed children, and then the English language learners.
That's Paul Saldana, school board vice president, at an AISD equity committee meeting this week. According to Austin ISD, between 2012 and 2015, the disciplinary placements or removal rate increased for African-American students to more than 10%. Meanwhile, less than 1% of white students were suspended. The self-assessment looks at three equity goals: equitable high school graduation rates and outcomes, equitable access to academic programs, and equitable treatment and disciplinary policies. To help reach that final goal, some school board members said they would be open to eliminating suspensions entirely for pre-K and elementary students. Trustee Ann Tyke says suspensions cause more trouble for students in her North Austin district.
Because if you look at secondary suspensions, if you look at middle school kids being sent home, they tend to wander the streets, or they get picked up by the police because they're wandering the streets. So that's really not a good alternative for those kids.
The Texas Civil Rights Project has urged Austin ISD to examine how equitable its schools are for years. At this week's meeting, Trustee Paul Saldana continued to express frustration with the speed of the process.
We approved and we voted on March 30th of 2015, almost 17 months ago, to move forward with an equity self-assessment. And 17 months down the road, we're still talking about it.
After the meeting, Saldana struck a more conciliatory tone.
I think I also have to put in perspective in that we're probably the only major school district in the state of Texas that's actually voluntarily doing an equity self-assessment. So, you know, I understand that it's going to take some time.
But Saldana and other board members say they want the district to have an objective third-party review the assessment, as well as parent input. The school district has not yet acted on those requests. Kate McGee, KUT News.